Powderhorn Park is no small place. The 68-acre park that includes 12 acres of water features a recreation center, athletic fields, and several parks. It's also home to the Powderhorn Art Fair.
My name is Dixie Treichel. I am the artistic director of the Powderhorn Art Fair. There are 184 main exhibitors who are set up all around the beautiful Powderhorn Lake. And the exhibitors come from all around the country, predominantly the upper Midwest, but we do have some artists as far away as California and Florida.
But it hasn't always been that way. In 1991, the first Powderhorn Art Fair showcased only about 80 artists from the surrounding area. One of those artists is Brenda Bussey, a visual artist and 30-year resident of the Powderhorn neighborhood. She told me about her history with the art fair.
I did day one, first show. It's my neighborhood, so when I heard that there was a show happening in our neighborhood, I just jumped at the chance. And now, you know, 20 years, that was 20 years ago, because we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. And after the first year, I was so excited and so impressed with the people that came forward that I went, I want to be a part of this. And so I joined the committee and started doing the show.
A lot can happen in 20 years. I wanted to know if anything had changed over time. Here's Dixie.
The essence of the art fair has really not changed, because the main focus of the Powderhorn Art Fair is to celebrate art and community. And although it is a renowned regional art fair, the community members are always involved. This year, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary. We will be having a special history tent, which will have a showcase of past t-shirts and posters from the Powderhorn Art Fair, as well as newspaper articles and various displays. And part of the history tent will also include a large stained glass window that is going to be put into the house of one of the Powderhorn residents. And the design for the stained glass window is created by graphic artist Sherry Elbers, whose image we are also using as the official Powderhorn Art Fair graphic this year. It was a design that she created for the art fair in 1992, and it has been revised for the 20th anniversary. Patty O'Brien, renowned accordionist, will be performing on both days, and he also was at the first Powderhorn Art Fair. So we are welcoming him back as part of our special 20th anniversary celebration. I think one of the special things about the Powderhorn Art Fair is that it's a collaboration with the Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association and the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board. The art fair has been contributing to the community now for 20 years. All of the profits from the art fair are given to Powderhorn Park for programs at the park building.
I visited Powderhorn Park to check out some of the programs that are made possible by the money from the art fair. Peter Yeager, Community Service Area Lead at Powderhorn, filled me in on exactly how the funds are spent.
The revenue generated from the art fair goes to programming for the kids and the youth in the park here at Powderhorn. And so money has been spent on programs like ceramics, the cooking classes that the kids do down here. We got new wall mats for the gymnasium and for the stage for the safety of the basketball programs and the kids in the park. Last year, I think it was close to $20,000. We couldn't do what we do at Powderhorn without the art fair funding that we get. It just takes our programming ability from one level and brings it to another level.
For KFAI, I'm Noel Clark.